Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue Announcer, Jeff Smith.
And I am the Rogue Announcer, Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for June 22nd, 2018, and I am so happy to be here today, and I'm glad you could join me today. We got a great show for you. This is going to be our Rooster Crow show. I got a very special guest coming in to talk to us all about everything going on at Rooster Crow. I've got Mr. Ryan Hess. He's one of our city councilman and also someone we've had on the show before. In fact, when we had him on the show, we thought he was going to be the new president of the Chamber of Commerce, but things have changed, and instead he's been appointed to the city council. So we're going to talk to Ryan a little bit about that and mostly about Rooster Crow. But before we get to that, there's been a few things going on that I wanted to take a look at. And one of the things, and I'm not going to get too much into this because, again, our main focus of today's show is going to be about Rooster Crow and talking to Ryan Hess. But you can't escape the discussion of the last week or 2 weeks of all these immigration issues. And it's hard to even be on Facebook at this point because everybody is, you know, taking different sides, and a lot of it is getting pretty vitriolic, and it's unfortunate because I don't know how much I've talked about it on this show, but one of the things that really bothers me in arguing politics or things related to politics, maybe arguing religion and those kinds of things, is I don't like it when people feel the need to lie or to exaggerate, because it takes away from your message. And in fact, it bothers me more when somebody on my side of an issue or that is taking the same point of view that I'm taking, if they make a bad argument or they lie about something or they, you know, really exaggerate something to make a point, it doesn't help our argument, and that bothers me more than the person who doesn't share my belief or my understanding of an issue. They're entitled to their opinion, and if they're not exaggerating or not lying, I like to have a conversation with them. But when you have somebody on your side that is just blowing it up, it's not helpful. In fact, it hurts. There's this kind of disingenuous that goes around with issues like this immigration issue. And it starts with the president. The president coming out and blaming the Democrats because this is a law, it's a Democrat law. And even if there's some fact to what he's saying, it's not helpful. What would be helpful would be to come out and actually explain what that law is that he's talking about and how it's been carried out over the presidencies that came before him, because the law that he's referring to was passed during the Clinton administration, and it's been carried out by Clinton and by Bush and by Obama. And there's a little twist to with what went on with Obama, because there was a court decision that came down during the Obama administration that kind of enforced, or it strengthened, I guess you could say it strengthened, or at least it clarified a part of the law. And so for him to, and now again, this is President Trump's style to go out and be somewhat bombastic, and it's not that he's lying. I mean, I wouldn't say he hasn't lied, because we've all lied, and we know that he probably has. But he says things in such a way that it gets the media and it gets the folks that don't agree with him, whether they be on the left or even some on the right, it gets them all worked up, and we get into this battle of getting off of the actual subject and the actual facts. And it would be nice if maybe he would just explain those things instead of, you know, putting out these bombastic statements and leaving it for everyone to fight about. And so I've tried to stay out of the whole thing. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff, you know, on Facebook. I'm hearing a lot of stuff on talk radio that, you know, that people just don't know the facts. And it's on both sides. And part of the reason that they don't is the media. And I think I've got enough time here before I have to take a quick break. Let's listen to some audio. This is from CNN, and I believe the reporter is Brooke Baldwin, and she's interviewing a senator named Tammy Baldwin, and it's an interesting exchange. And again, I don't use this because of, you know, right versus left or whatever. This is just an example of the fact that people are being hyperbolic. People are ignoring the fact that some of these images that are being put out are fake. They're not real. Some of the images that are being applied to the president, current president, were actually taken during the Obama administration. And that's not to say that to blame Obama for carrying out the law. It's just that these things have been used as a political tool, and it's kind of gross. And so let's just take a listen to this audio.
Here's a question for Democrats, because you hear the president now, you know, a lot on a lot of topics, and this one included, you know, looking back to previous administrations, well, they should have done more, right? And so as so many people in this country are certainly outraged by the cages and the thermal blankets and the facilities housing these kids, you know, they were all there in 2014 under President Obama. And my question to you, Senator Baldwin, is did you speak up against them then?
You know, on this issue that we get into a moment where we're making progress, and then when it stalls, we turn around. I think we all need to continue to be focused on it and press it through. The American people need confidence that we can solve problems. Nobody believes that we have an immigration system that works. It is broken. It needs fixing. But we've just got to resolve to do that.
But were you worried about it then? Did you raise your voice under the Obama administration?
You know, in numbers of cases, usually I remember a constituent who was in detention at the border, arguably very inappropriately. And we, you know, we raised our voice in that instance and many others. But that's, we've got to do this now in unison.
So that, again, was from CNN. And I give all the credit in the world to the reporter, Brooke Baldwin, for pressing this issue. CNN is not really known for defending the president, and in some cases for very good reason. But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's this false outrage that is used just for political purposes. None of us want to see kids being put in bad situations. But when you start putting out pictures of a kid in a cage that is not real, that was faked and that has been proven to be faked, when you put out a picture of a crying kid on the side of a road next to a truck and it turns out that it was another fake border photo, it's not, you're fueling the fire of this fighting, you know, online and between, you know, politicians and others, and you're not helping. If you think you're helping, you're not. You're making it worse. You're not. In fact, you're making it worse for your side of the argument. The fact of the matter is this, there is a law. The Obama administration did what a lot of people are saying they want the president to do, and allowed the families to be kept together while they were in custody. And he was, and the Trump or the Obama administration was taken to court, and they were told that you cannot do that. And so this blaming the Trump administration for their zero tolerance policy, the zero tolerance policy has nothing to do with the separating children from their families. That's part of the law right now. The court, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, ordered that to be so. And until something changes, like the Congress passing a new law, that's the law. The zero tolerance just means that more people are being arrested for illegally entering the country. So, of course, it's going to result in more of these separations. But there's nothing in the policy that is about the separations. It's just a residual effect of not looking the other way, the way past administrations may have done. But again, the facts are out there. You can look them up. You can Google them. But, you know, be careful. The media is, you know, been caught lying. They've been caught deceiving. And just go out and find the facts for yourself and argue these things as, you know, civilly. Quit attacking people on Facebook and telling them, you know, that you're not a decent human being because you don't agree with my point of view. I was reading something like that just earlier today. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help your cause. So knock it off. It's not helping. And if you want to send money to these organizations that say they're going to help these kids, then do it. That's the way you can help. You don't help by beating up your friends on Facebook because you think that because they happen to vote for a certain party or a certain president that somehow that makes them, you know, just horrible people. I mean, I don't know. I don't treat my friends that way. I hope you don't treat your friends that way. But, you know, we could really, and again, I've talked about this before, and I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but, you know, we could just be nicer to one another and be civil and work these things out. But have the facts. Don't take a narrative that you heard on your favorite cable show, you know, whether it's Fox News or it's CNN. You know, get the facts yourself and be civil toward one another, and we can all help solve these problems. Nobody wants to see kids suffer. So that's all the time I can spend on that, but I kind of wanted to get that out there because that's been all we're hearing and seeing this last week or 2 weeks. And so there's my 2 cents for what it's worth, and we will take a little break here and be back with Ryan Hess, and we'll talk about Rooster Crow. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
We pledge to act with strength and with resolve.
President Trump hosting the Angel families today at the White House, those who've lost family members of crimes committed by illegals.
We'll not rest until our border is secure, our citizens are safe, and we finally end the immigration crisis.
The president also promised the administration will continue to work to protect the border from illegal aliens and keep Americans safe. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that police generally need a search warrant to track people through cell phone tower records.
The case involves a man convicted of robberies of several T-Mobile and Radio Shack stores. Police use cell phone tower records to place him in the vicinity of those crimes. The ruling is a big win for privacy advocates and a defeat for the Justice Department, which had argued that cell phone users should have no expectation their cell phone tower information will be kept private.
Correspondent Wally Hines, and this is SRN News.
Bringing you Rogue River's weather forecast at the top of every hour, this is meteorologist Ann Holliday with 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Trevor Williams pitched one-hit ball over 7 innings, and 2 Pirate relievers closed out a 2-hitter for a 1-0 victory over Milwaukee Monday night. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich, who had one of his team's 2 hits, says Williams was sharp.
He was hitting his spots. He was throwing everything for strikes, and he was doing a good job of expanding the strike zone as well. And, you know, when a guy's doing that and he's not really missing over the plate much, it's just a tough night.
Rain and a partial power outage at Wrigley Field postponed the Cubs-Dodgers game Monday night. As a result, Chicago moves a few percentage points ahead of Milwaukee for the NL Central lead. Aaron Altair was hitless in his last 12 at-bats and 1 for 20 before his 2-run double with 2 outs in the 10th inning gave Philadelphia 6-5 win over St. Louis. Brandon Nimmo homered twice during a huge night of the plate, including an inside-the-park shot to begin the game as the New York Mets beat Colorado 12-2. Nimmo added a solo shot the 7th. Miami edged San Francisco 5-4. This is SRN Sports. The American League, it was Cleveland 6-2 over Chicago, thanks in part to an ailing Indians catcher, Roberto Perez, who went 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs.
Coming into the game, I didn't know if I was going to play or not because of the way I felt, but it was just bases loaded, man. I was just trying to put the ball and play and not trying to do too much. Maybe that's what I need. I need to be sick for the rest of their season, you know?
The Central Indian Indians with their second win in a row. Alex Bregman hit a game-ending two-run double as Houston won their 12th straight, 5-4 over Tampa Bay. The Astros with a big league best 49 wins. Texas down Kansas City 6-3. In early play, the AL East leading New York Yankees dropped the completion of a May 15th suspended game 5-3 before earning a split of the twin bill with a 4-2 victory over the Washington Nationals. In West Leader Arizona to avoid their third straight loss, defeating the LA Angels 7-4. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And joining me in the studio, a fairly new member of the city council.
Yep.
And that's Mr. Ryan Hess. Welcome back to Rogue Talk, Ryan.
Well, thanks, Jeff. It's good to be back. And yeah, I have been appointed to the city council. I'm really happy to be a part of Rogue River City Council. And Mayor Pam appointed me a couple of months back. And so I'll probably be running for that position again here in November. Looking forward to that. It's been fun.
Well, that's good. So we'll have to have you back in again.
Exactly.
So we can sell your... Of course, you may be running unopposed, but that's okay. Well, we still want to know where you stand. But that's good, because last time you were here, we thought you were going to be the chamber president, and things have kind of changed.
So that did change, yes. So now I am the liaison to the chamber. Lori Stone is the chamber president. She's doing a great job, and if you are looking to get into the chamber, I would highly recommend it. It's well worth it. They need members, and it's just another way to promote your business and to the people of Rogue River and Southern Oregon. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I would echo what you say, well, about all of that, actually, but especially the part about Lori, the new president. I've gotten to know her a little bit, and I've threatened to get her on the show, but we'll trick her into getting in here pretty soon. But I like the direction that she's going with the chamber, and I think that there's been some real positive results already from that.
There has been, yeah. The first annual
installation dinner
yeah, which you were a part of.
That was the awards.
That was a great night for all of us. Everyone who was nominated, everyone who won something, and everyone who attended had a good time. It was at the Bear Hotel in Grants Pass. The Chamber of Commerce pulled it off very nicely, and great event.
Yeah, it really was, and I'm looking forward to some of the other things that are coming up for the Chamber.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and they have been doing a once a month. It's the first Thursday of every month. They have been doing a just like a greeter type of event at a different business.
I think they're the first Thursday mixer.
Mixer they've got going, and it's well worth going as well. If you're looking to go, check out the Chamber of Commerce, Rogue River Chamber of Commerce website, and you can find out where those events are coming up. And yeah, worth getting to know the businesses of Rogue River and getting to know your neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm on the email list now, and of course if you join the chamber, they'll put you on that list. And there's a lot of stuff going on, and they send out regular kind of updates of what's going on, what the next event is. And in a small town like this, it's invaluable, I think, to have such a chamber that's so involved in the community and that people really believe in. I mean, if you listen to the speeches at that installment dinner,
wasn't that something?
They were really passionate.
Tears were shed.
They were just so happy to be recognized, and they were not. Everybody felt like everyone in the category deserved the award. You know, nobody was wanting to accept the awards. They were really
They were happy to be in the company that they were in, and it was just a great event, and just a lot of good moments there, a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, it's great to live in a community where the business owners are so passionate about the success of the community as a whole. So that's a great plug for the chamber, and Ryan and I both believe in the chamber, so we're definitely behind them 100%. So the reason I got you here today was, well, one, we did want to learn that now you are on the city council, and we're happy to have you there. I don't like to bring Ryan in the studio because he has a little better radio voice than I do, so
I don't know. You're raising your ball game.
Well, I enjoy what I do, so that maybe the enthusiasm makes up for the lack of God-given talent. But what we wanted to talk about today, of course, is the upcoming Rooster Crow.
The 65th annual Rooster Crow.
Yeah, the 65th annual Rogue River Rooster Crowing Contest.
Absolutely. That's going to be a great one this year. We're looking forward to it. This year's theme is Hometown Heroes. So really, we're going to try to recognize and honor Rogue River's fire, police, and public works departments. Just tip our hats to those who have hometown heroes who serve us thanklessly on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I can't think of a better theme for any kind of event than to recognize, you know, your first responders and those type of people.
Absolutely.
Before we dive into the events of the weekend, there was one more thing. We did just mention the Chamber, and that's one of the changes this year with Rooster Crow, is that the Chamber has kind of stepped aside from running a lot of the events. So what is the difference this year? How has things changed? I know there's a new committee. Tell us about that.
Yeah, there is. So after the Rooster Crow last year, the Chamber of Commerce decided that they would kind of take a back seat to Kiwanis and let Kiwanis have the event. So it's presented by the Rogue River Kiwanis Club. And the Chamber of Commerce is going to be having a car show. So the car show, that's something new. There will not be a car show on Sunday. The Chamber will have their car show coming up later. That's something else to check their website out. Coming in September, I believe they're going to do a car show in Rogue River, but that is something new. So the Kiwanis has done a lot of the planning. We put together a committee, which anyone out there, if you're looking to volunteer, the city of Rogue River needs volunteers, and the Rooster Crow Committee, we would take you as a volunteer if you want to just come on down, whether you're a business owner, a business manager, business leader, or just someone in the community who wants to help out. We would love to see you at the Rooster Crow Committee meetings. In fact, we've got one more coming up. The last one is going to be the last Tuesday in June. I think that's, I want to say the 27th, I'm not sure, but the last Tuesday in June, we still have one more planning meeting for the event coming up. So if you want to join us, come on down to City Hall at about 5:15. And we would love to have you on the committee.
Yeah, and it's always fun. I've been involved with the car show the last couple of years, and it's fun to be on the other side of these events and kind of be involved in the planning. And yeah, in fact, I think the most fun I had last year involved with the car show. I mean, I love the event, and I love to be the MC of the event, but going down to one of the business offices, I don't remember if we were in Holly's office or which one we were in, and putting together the little prize, or not prize packages, but the little handouts for all the people for the car show that brought cars to the car show, and we were filling the little goodie bags and whatever, and there was just kind of that team thing. It was fun to be a part of, so I definitely would encourage volunteering to help out.
Yeah, there's so many great ways to help out as well, and you have a lot of direct input when you're helping out in something like this. You're really a part of the planning. You can help out with what types of events, what type of themes we've got going on. Any input, if there's some type of fun, something that you want to do. This year, we decided to have some reenactment players, so there's different events that we've got going on, different activities for everyone to get involved. And yeah, if you want to volunteer, we will happily take you. In fact, if you want to be a vendor in the commercial or nonprofit vendors, we're still taking applications. We're still taking parade entries. So volunteers all the way up till the event, we will take you if you're interested in becoming a part of Rooster Crow.
Yeah, that's a great point too. And I know we've been involved here at the radio station, and the church here has been involved with a booth in the nonprofit. Now, we're not going to be there this year, mainly because of the people that have kind of been behind that have some personal reasons that they're not going to be able to participate, but I'm sure we'll be back there again next year. And it's a cool thing. All the different nonprofit booths doing games for the kids, and the, of course, all the vendors always have all kinds of neat stuff and some really good food to offer. Yep. And so we're happy to have anyone that wants to come out, you know, get the application or whatever it takes to be involved. And yeah,
we
get
still
involved.
I check with Carol every day. We're still taking all types of vendors, like Jeff said, food vendors, nonprofit vendors. We need them. If you're a food vendor, we would still love to have you come on board. And nonprofits, any of you, we still have some spaces available, and it's going to be a good one this year.
Yeah, I can't wait. I always look forward to it. And of course, we will be broadcasting the parade once again here on 94.3 The Bridge. The parade starts on Saturday the 30th at 10 a.m.
Yep.
And I do understand that we have a new parade announcer this year.
I'll be announcing the parade this year. I'm looking forward to that.
That should be a good time. I'll be up on the truck with you.
All right.
And we'll be broadcasting. For those that can't come down and see it, we're going to try and describe it the best we can, because Evan, again, is one of the folks involved that isn't able to get the booth going this year. He's not also available to be my co-host for the parade. So my daughter, Katarina, is going to step in.
There you go.
And she knows, you know, she's involved. She works for the school and she's involved with a lot of the kids the way that I am. So hopefully she can kind of add that, you know, that personal touch, knowing a lot of the people that are on the floats. Maybe
we'll be able to share the mic with your daughter. How's that going to go?
That's going to be fun. Well, I got to do it once before when the first year that I was the MC for the Miss Rogue River Scholarship Pageant was because Dave Earhart was stepping aside. He wanted to spend more time with his kids who were doing a lot of sports and things. And she happened to have been the winner the year before, which means she's the co-host for the following year.
Yes.
And when I heard Dave was leaving, I said, hey, why don't you let me, you know, MC the show? I'll do it with my daughter. We had a great time. She was actually with us one of the 2 years at the parade. She didn't come on microphone, but she was up there with us. So I look forward to getting her behind the mic.
She knows what she's doing. She knows the routine.
Yeah, well, and the funny thing is her 2 years in the Miss Rogue River pageant, she did very well. She was a first runner-up her first year. And won it her second time around.
Nice.
Both of the years, her talent was a comedy routine. And so, comedically, she has a lot better delivery of the comedy than I ever have, which makes me a little jealous. But it makes her a natural, you know, when we get together and talk. So,
And I'm glad you brought up Miss Rogue River, because last year we didn't have that as a part of the weekend, but this year it is back, and we plan on keeping it as a part of your annual Rooster Crow event. So, Miss Rogue River, we've got one again this year. So, thanks to the gals, everyone who participated, and everyone who helped make it come together at the Grange a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a great event. We had to skip a year. There was a lot of things that went into that. And for my regular listeners, they know I voiced a little bit of displeasure with the fact that we couldn't salvage it. But
that was unfortunate. That was really unfortunate that we weren't able to do it last year, but we're so happy to have it
back.
Yeah,
it was great to have it back this year. And of course, Gina Granacki was our winner. And I don't have anything to do with that, even though she is my wife's cousin. Oh. So my wife's cousin's daughter, which makes her, I don't even know what that means. Is it a second cousin? I can't keep track of that stuff, but I'm happy to claim her as family. Let's put it that way.
No rigging went into that.
No, I don't get to vote on anything. They make they make me the MC because I have no real power in that job. So so let's get to the schedule of
events. Yes.
So let's start on Friday.
So if Friday kicks things off, we've got the kickoff dinner. It's at the Rogue River Community Center. I think everyone knows where that is. It's across the street from City Hall, and it's a great event. We always have chicken that night, and I believe Mayor Pam will be down there, possibly to pardon a rooster or two, and that's always a fun part of the event. So we've got our grand marshal this year is Dennis Artoff for 20-plus years of coaching service that he's done in our community. I think a lot of people out there know who Dennis is. And,
yeah, we had Dennis and his daughter, who's the new head coach. We had them both on the show together, and I think I joked with them that probably more people in the community know Dennis than know me, so he probably could have hosted the show that day.
There was a good article on that in the Grants Pass Daily Courier a couple days ago. Nice article on them. So yeah, so congratulations to Dennis. We're really proud of him, and we're happy to have him as our grand marshal. And that's another thing too, if you know someone who is worthy of being a grand marshal, please let us know on the Rooster Crow committee, because we have a hard time sometimes kicking around like who is someone who fits the categories of what we're looking for. Typically, it's someone who's served the city of Rogue River in some volunteer capacity for 20 plus years. That's kind of the biggest criteria for it. Just someone who's served our community for many years. And if you know someone who's worthy of being our grand marshal, please let us know, and we will put them into the pool of possible grand marshals. So, that's Dennis, and I believe Dennis will be at the dinner on Friday night. And And I'm not sure if we've got a band going on that night or not.
The poster says there is, but I know that there's been a few changes, and there always is. You get closer to the Crow.
As the event ramps up, yeah.
There generally will be some sort of entertainment at the Woodville Museum bandstand.
Yep.
I'll be honest, I don't know. The title says live entertainment performed by Las Vegas entertainer Mr. J.D. Barron. Now, if that's still a thing, we're happy to have J.D. Barron, but I don't know what he does.
Sure what he does either on that one.
So I might go down just to find out what it's all about. I think...
Well, come on down for the dinner anyway. The community center, Sue always does a fantastic job, and her crew. They typically have their community center dinner held for the public on the third Friday of every month. But on Rooster Crow weekend, it's always the Friday leading into the Rooster Crow event. So this particular month, it's on the fifth Friday of the month. And come on down at 5 o'clock is when dinner starts off. I believe it's $8 per person. And we look forward to having you and having some rooster with you down there. So come on down to the community center. That's Friday. Saturday, things kick off with the fun run and walk, the Rooster Crow fun run and walk. Entries are still there, accepted all the way up to the event, and that's 10 a.m. at the Rooster Crow parade. At 10 a.m. is the Rooster Crow parade.
Yeah, let's take pause just for a second. The fun run starts at 8 o'clock.
Starts at 8.
It's
yes,
over,
it does.
It's over at Beck Field, which is at the old middle school or the elementary west campus. Oh, I believe that's Berglund Street back there. But anyhow, it starts at 8 o'clock. If you don't pre-register, you can come between 7 and 8 and register day of the race. You'll pay more, though. And the proceeds actually benefit 94.3 The Bridge, mostly because we cover the Chieftain Sports, I think, is why they wanted to use us as their beneficiary this year. And we're happy to have that support.
That's fantastic, too, because I know this year it was dicey whether or not the run was going to happen. So thanks for stepping up and doing that for us. Otherwise, I'm not sure we would have had the race this year.
And I talked to Dave Earhart. He had organized the run in years past when it was benefiting some of the sports programs at the high school. And because he's involved with the church here and the station here, he's gonna organize it once again. There is a link. If you go to the community events page on our website, I have a link to the registration page. If you register as an adult, you save $3. If you're registering as a 18 and under child, you'll save $2 on the registration. So you want to get in early and get that done. You need to register by the 28th. Otherwise, you'll have to register at the event.
Okay.
And so that's on our website. Go to the community events page, and we've got all kinds of information about Rooster Crow and the Rooster Crow run. So I wanted to get that in. Also, we were talking about volunteers. They could use a few more volunteers. If you want to shoot me an email at that'll go to feedback@943thebridge.com. Put Rogue Talk in the subject line and send me an email if you'd like to help out with that fun run Saturday morning. They could use a few more volunteers, and I'll get you in touch with Dave Earhart. So
very nice. Yeah.
So
good.
That's a good one, and I had to give it a little extra plug since we're benefiting from it. We are a nonprofit. We've talked about that before. In fact, I did a whole show devoted to kind of telling how the station works, and nobody here is paid. I can get a little bit of my advertising money if I bring in advertising for my show, but beyond that, the two or three main people that do most of the work here are not paid. So all of the money goes into keeping the station on the air, and we have sponsors for the sports, and we have, in fact, the station this year, because we had a playoff game we thought we were going to that was going to be like 6 hours away. The expenses that they would normally pay for that were going to be so high that it just wouldn't have been possible. And they came to a compromise, kicked some money over from the station side because the sports side had used up most of what they had brought in this year, but they still wanted that game on the air. So the committee said, hey, we still want to do this. They offered me a decent amount for expenses to go do it. Now the game got moved, or it got announced prematurely is what happened. It didn't actually get moved. It wasn't ever the game to begin with.
Oh.
So it was at a different location, and it was a little more affordable for us to do it. But it was nice that they wanted that game covered, that playoff game covered, that they were willing to use funds that weren't the sports funds in order to make that happen. And so us, you know, benefiting from a thing like this, it'll just help us going into next season to make sure that we can go to all those playoff games, and we can, you know, the football team has been playing really well. They may make the playoffs this year. They weren't eligible last year. Of course, the baseball team made it this year. We had some track athletes make it to the state meet. So those are things that we can cover better if we have more funds. So we're just really super happy to be the beneficiaries this year for that.
That's great. And Rogue River Sports, what a good year for a lot of teams, like you said.
The golf
team had a good run as well. So the softball ended their season on a strong note. So a lot of good good Chieftain programs coming up that next year I think are going to be well worth watching and listening to as well.
Yeah, it should be a really good year. And I mean, not to put down one class over another or whatever, but the junior class that's going to be seniors this year, not that they're better than one class or another, but there's a lot of athletes that have been coming up since, you know, seventh and eighth grade that are in that senior, in next year's senior class. So this is really a good opportunity to finish strong. And there's just, you know, you always have good athletes. Every class has got its group of good athletes, but this class just has a lot of athletes. There's just a lot of kids that have been in sports, and so it's been fun to watch. My son's in that group, and it's been fun to watch them come up and watch the success kind of swell as over these years. And so these kids are all going
to
be seniors this coming year. So we're looking forward to a lot of teams making it to the playoffs. That's what I'm looking for. So
good Chieftain sports.
Absolutely. So let's get back to the next item. You started
Saturday,
to mention the parade.
Saturday, 10 a.m. is Saturday. That's the start of the parade, Rooster Crow Parade. Businesses, churches, social, civic groups, antique cars, tractors, adults, junior horse riders, youth and adult individuals, the Cal Or Jet Boat Racers will be there. And I think that although they're not going to be doing the race this year, they will not be doing the qualifying or the actual race on Sunday, they will still be around. They will still be a part of the event. They're going to be at the parade, and then I think they're going to have the boats on display over at the park. So unfortunately, we don't get to watch the races, but they will still. I think they feel terrible about it. They still want to be a part of this great event. From what I'm told, I think the river levels are just going to be too low for them to get to be able to race. It's not going to be safe for them out there. So they're going to play it safe and just come in and let you take a look at the boats and talk to the racers themselves. And that is Saturday. And let's see. Well, like I said, we're still, if you want to be in the parade, we are absolutely still taking entries, and it's $20. And that cost is used to help purchase the trophies and medals for the winners. And applications can be, you can go to the City Hall, or you can call Carol at the 541-582-4401. If you still want to be involved, we would love to have you a part of the parade.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's a fun time. And if you are involved in the parade and you've got any special information you'd like to get to me, because they hand me a very nice sheet when I get there. In fact, Ryan will get the same sheet handed to him. But I tell you, if you've got a parade entry and you want a little extra talk on the radio, you shoot me an email to that same email address, feedback@943thebridge.com. I'm more than happy to have that extra information.
Extra plug for
you. So, yeah, get that. I might even hand it to Ryan so he can have it too. So, but yeah, I mean, participating in the parade is such a fun thing, and my kids have all done it for various reasons, whether it was Cub Scouts or Miss Rogue River or softball or whatever.
That's what I love about the Rooster Crow Parade is the diversity of all the different entries out there, from the kids to the adults to the cars and everything, all the different types of entries that we've got. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. So, of course, there's a lot of events. There's, you know, lots of entertainment going on. There's usually things, you know, the Woodville Museum bandstand's always got something going on all through the weekend. But Saturday is also the two signature events. So let's talk about those a little bit.
So we've got Saturday, we've got a couple of the events we've got. We've got the Don West Band. It's going to be at the Woodville Museum bandstand for the Society of Creative Anachronism. That's the SCA. They are an international organization dedicated to researching and recreating the arts and skills of the pre-17th century Europe performing equestrian arts, music, dancing, broadsword and shield combat, falconry, plays, poetry, medieval arts, crafts, and games. It's going to be fun.
I'm glad, you had that write up, because I would have stumbled over that a bit.
We've got the State of Jefferson Vigilance Committee. They're an Old West reenactment group. They're located in southwestern Oregon, is where they find themselves. They perform skits that educate folks on how the Wild West really, or maybe really, was. The gunfighters, saloon gals, lawmen, soiled doves, town folks, preachers, undertakers, and youngins will entertain audiences of all ages. So they're a group of folks. They compete in the sport of cowboy action shooting, and they have been helping the spirit of the Old West alive in towns for the State of Jefferson. What they do is they create fun reenactments based on the days of yore. So they stage mock gunfights, saloon shootouts, bank robberies. They supply their own bank, so they won't be robbing the Umpqua Bank. or Evergreen, they use actual guns. They don't shoot black powder. They just shoot little projectiles. So they shoot their bad guys, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So we've got a few different things we've got going on.
Now that one you're talking about, I believe that's going to be Sunday.
That's,
is that right?
Sunday is the State of Jefferson. That's
the Vigilance
Committee.
That's a different one. Okay.
But on Saturday is going to be the Don West Band at the Woodbury Museum. Yep. So yeah, I got a little ahead of myself.
No,
there.
State of Jefferson.
That's on Sunday.
And that's okay, because I forgot about those events. I was trying to push you toward the rooster crowing. I was going to leave those out, so I'm glad you got those.
So the rooster crow is going to be an awful lot of fun, like it always is. And
I'm volunteering Ryan for the human crowing competition right now. I'm putting his name in already.
We'll have to see about that. There was some stiff competition last year. It was some people who knew how to crow, and it's always a lot of fun to see the kids and everyone out there crowing. And I might have to throw my hat into the ring this time. And also roosters. If you've got a rooster, please bring your rooster on down. I know a lot of people don't have roosters anymore, but if you've got one, please bring your rooster. We would love to have it and see how many crows we can get within a half an hour period. It's always a good time. And bring them on down.
Well, and this is a nationally recognized competition.
Right. Yes,
so
it is.
If you win, especially with your rooster, if your rooster wins, I mean, his name goes on a list
it's
of
pretty big deal.
Pretty prestigious names. I mean, it goes back to, this is the 65th annual, so it goes back quite a ways.
It's 1953. So the Merchants of Rogue River, they just formed this organization called the Rogue River Booster Club, and really, they just wanted to promote Rogue River and prove to the people out there it's not just a river, it's an actual city. So they got this event together, and one of them had heard about miners that held a rooster crowing contest, and they just thought, well, what the heck? Let's have a rooster crowing contest, be a part of this, what they thought was going to be a quarterly or a semi-annually type of event, and it turned into a once-a-year type. It just kept picking up more steam. I guess the first year they had a $100 pledge in prizes, so they gave $50 to the winning rooster, and then I guess $25 to the second and third place, and they just wanted to see how many times they could crow in a half an hour. So,
yeah, well, that's good fun, and it's a great story of how it started. Of course, if they wanted people to know that Rogue River was more than just a river, but it was actually a town, they could have left the town as Woodville which it was before that. Might have worked too.
That might have.
Or Tail Holt, which was the original name of the town. But we like Rogue River, so we're happy to do what we can to promote not just the river but the city, because Grants Pass likes to try and take credit for the river, and you know, come on now, it goes through a lot of towns. It's not just in Grants Pass, so we'll claim our share of it. So moving on here,
Sunday, we've got Sunday coming up, and I mentioned the State of Jefferson Vigilance Committee. They are doing the Old West reenactment. That's going to be on Sunday. And we also have, we're very excited for the third year, we've got Church in the Park, and this year it's going to be officiated by Roger Cole. He's from the Pleasant Valley Cowboy Church, and if you've ever heard him preach. He is really something. He's worth coming out for. You gotta.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of videos of him on Facebook, and he will keep you engaged.
He's a very inspiring preacher, and he's well worth coming down and hearing his message and getting to know Roger. And he's a part of the Pleasant Valley Cowboy Church, and they're just fantastic as well. They've got a lot of members here within Rogue River, and that's going to be going on Sunday, Church in the Park. We've got the old West reenactors coming up, and just more booths and vendors. So we've got we will not have the car show this year, like I mentioned earlier. So come on down and check out the vendor booths and support those people that came down and brought all of their wares, brought all their hard work with them, and let's show some support for the vendors out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always try and make a point on Sunday. Now, when we were having the car show, we would include a walking poker run so that people would have to go over to the vendors, yeah. and it would give them a little more engagement. But that's one of the things that I don't always get to the vendors on Saturday. I'm usually bouncing around doing other things. And so I always try and make a point on Sundays to get down there because I want to show, well, one, I'd like to see them, and I don't often have time on Saturday to get that done. But also, I want them to know that we appreciate having them here. And, especially on the weekends when it's really hot, if the crowds aren't big, you know, it's got to be tough to be down there, and I just want to kind of show my support by being down there.
And that's it, exactly, Jeff. We really want to show these people we can support them. We definitely want them back. They are a big part of our event. They're a big part of our Rooster Crow weekend. We've got to give them some love and show them some support and go buy some food, go buy yourself something, go buy yourself a gift for somebody that you love. Just get down there and spend a little money and let them know we want them back and we appreciate them being a part of our event.
Yeah, and I got to say, in the last few years, I've heard some complaints about, oh, we're not getting enough vendors, the food selection is not as good. Well, the way to fix that is to treat the vendors really well, because then they'll come back and they know these other people. They're at other events with these people. They'll tell them, the Rooster Crow was really good this year. You got to come back next year. That's how we get the vendors to come.
Is word of mouth. Absolutely.
That we support them and we patronize them. They're not there just for us to walk past and look at. We got to go out there and spend some money. You can't complain about the ones that aren't coming if you're not spending any money down there. And I see a lot of that. I see a lot of the complaining, but at the same time, I don't see them carrying anything around. So yeah. Let's support the vendors, because we want Rooster Crow to be as good of an event as we can have. And one of the ways it's a good, fun event is to have lots of vendors there.
Lots of different types of vendors. Absolutely. That's a big part of our weekend. So get out there and support those vendors. If you don't have time, like Jeff said, on Saturday, because there's a lot going on, make sure you come back on Sunday and just check them out. Just see what they've got going on. And I think you'll find some pretty interesting items there. Last year, I was able to get quite a selection of different things. And I was glad. I actually went down to the Boatnik weekend and saw some of the vendors down there and talked to some of them and tried to get them interested in coming to the Rooster Crow. And most of them wanted to talk about it. And I saw some that are regulars at Rooster Crow. And I was happy to hear that they're going to be coming back. So again, like Jeff said, if we keep supporting them, they'll keep supporting us, coming back and just making it a great weekend for all of us.
Yeah. And the other thing that I'd like to see that might be a possibility too is, there's been a big upsurge in these food trucks in Medford and some other places in the Valley. And these guys will come and do events like this. In fact, I'm not mentioning him because I don't think he's coming this year, but I know Curbside King, for instance. He has a normal place he sets up, but if there's an event that someone wants him at, he'll set up at the event. So these guys they're food trucks. They move. They'll travel. So with the upsurge of that, I think that's a good opportunity for us to get some better. And I'm so happy that you talk to people at Boatnik, because that's the kind of thing we need. We need to promote the event to the people that we want here. So I hope that the vendors pick up, and from at least from my perspective, especially in the food department, because I like to have a good selection.
yep, everybody
and
does.
I love to eat.
And I love to eat too. So go check them out. It's well worth it and a big part of the weekend.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, but I want to thank you, Ryan,
for being
here again today. We'll have you back, of course, as a city council member. We definitely want your input whenever we can. We want to give a shout out to Shelly Spencer, who I couldn't drag into the studio,
but
we want to give her a shout out for setting this up. And everybody get out and support the Rooster Crow.
94.3 The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Talk, and if you listen to any talk radio, you know the difference between a hard break and a soft break. That was a hard break. I kind of missed it, so let's pick up the last minute or so of my conversation with Ryan. Volunteer if you desire, get into the parade, whatever part of it you want to be a part, or just be a spectator, but definitely come out and support the community.
And if you are interested in any participation in Rooster Crow, from being a vendor to being in the parade to being a volunteer, please contact Carol at City Hall, and that number is 541-582-4401. We're happy to take you on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will give you the email here at the station one more time. So if you missed anything, or you want clarification, or you want to know how you can volunteer, I will get you that information. That is feedback at 943thebridge.com. Put the words Rogue Talk, two words, in the subject line, and those will come right to my email, and I will get you in front of the right person that you need to be in touch with. So, Ryan, thank you once again.
Thank you, and I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday up on the truck.
All right.
And we will take a break and be right back. And now I'm back live in the studio, and that was the end of our conversation. And again, I just didn't see the computer was about to kick us off, so fortunately we were able to record the entire interview, and I was able to get you the last part of it there. But so that anyhow, that's all the details on Rooster Crow, and we're can't wait for that. That's coming up next weekend, of course. And I had one last thing I wanted to hit. This is a little more fun kind of thing. And I'm not, as most of you know, I've probably talked about it more than once, that I'm not big on celebrity. I don't care about celebrities that much. I want to see them I want to see them in their movies or see them play their sport or whatever. But there was kind of an interesting thing that happened with the MTV Awards, and Chris Pratt, an actor, was receiving an award, and he had a pretty good speech. I actually wanted to play some of it, but I can't do that for a couple of reasons. One, I don't have it ready to go, but also there's a few things I can't play over the air in the speech. But he had these 9 rules for life, and I wanted to hit just a couple of them here. I thought they were kind of fun. And one of the ones was breathe. If you don't, you will suffocate. That was good advice. But it gets a little better. He said, you have a soul. Be careful with it. And then there was, it doesn't matter what it is, earn it, a good deed. Reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good, and it's good for your soul. And probably the most important one that I liked, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. And I definitely would concur with that. And probably the last couple are pretty good before I run out of time. Learn to pray. It's easy and it's so good for your soul. And finally, nobody is perfect. People will tell you that you are perfect just the way you are. You are not. You are imperfect. You always will be. And I won't be able to finish that, but it was fun. Look it up. It was a great speech. And everybody be good to one another because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.